Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads, the uncles, the cousins, all the male that step up, whether you're a biological father or not, but you step up to father someone either in the role as a mentor or just to be stepping up to the place of an absentee dad. I honor each and every one of you today. The first segment of the show today, we're going to celebrate fathers. I'm going to choose a piece from celebrating 365 days of gratitude. And then I'm going to share two articles that I found today when I was researching about non-traditional fathers. So stay with me. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. And at the second segment, we are going to be talking about the breakfast feeding program for the Carmel Moravian School.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, we just want to affirm all the dads today so you gentlemen know how special you are to each and every one of us. And for those of you who own a copy of Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, Kathy, S-C-H-E-I-E-R-N, on July the 17th, her entry is, "I love you, Dad." And I decided I would use this as one of the readings for today. My dad has a special place in my heart. Although he is no longer here, I am deeply grateful to him for being the man that he was. Like many men of his generation, he did not express his feelings easily, so it took me a long time to see the truth of his love for me. He expressed his love in hard work to provide for his family and by setting firm rules to keep us safe. through his demands for excellence in everything we do, and through his steadfast honesty and his faith. As a teenager, I did not understand this form of love. I couldn't wait to leave home and begin my own life, free of his rules and demands. It was years before I finally understood how much he really loved me and how much I loved him too. Fortunately, I learned all that before he left this earth. The final years of his life were very special to me because of the time I was able to spend with him in love and gratitude for him and for everything he helped me to be. Thank you, Dad. I love you. And I know there is a story in each and every one of us that we can tell about our fathers. I want to encourage you today to call in and share any special stories you have. Whether a prank or a trick you played on your dad when you were a child, I have a special one that I'm going to be sharing as well. I want for you to call in 646-915-8166 and just call in and share your childhood stories about your dad on this special Father's Day. And listen, if you have not yet done so, would you kindly take a moment and go to Twitter at Dynamic Daphne? And please connect with me there, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. And also Facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. I really need your support there. So please stop by there and show me some love by following me and sharing my Twitter handle with some other people so that I can build my numbers and get my support. So please call in 646-915-8166. And I found two stories today that I am sharing. One is written by Rick Clemens for yourtango.com, and the title is Life Lessons a Straight Father Taught His Gay Son. And the article reads, "At 19, I came out of the closet to my parents. It was a shock, but not a surprise at the time. I was quite ready to stand up to my parents' beliefs and hold true to my own. So I shrunk back into the closet until I was confident enough to be authentically me. Along the journey, I butted heads with my dad on numerous occasions, mostly because he is my dad and we were cut from the same stubborn. My way or the highway DNA, but that doesn't mean that I was unable to learn anything from him. And as Father's Day creeps up on me, I am reminded of all the life lessons I have learned from my straight father. Lesson number one. Thanks, Dad, for teaching me the lesson of understanding your beliefs and showing me the danger of being overly bullheaded. As the years progressed, I choose to marry a woman not of my faith. I once again found myself in the ring with my dad, this time wearing the religious boxing gloves, never having been myself as a prize-winning fighter. I suddenly found myself timidly stepping up to the center of the ring and saying, "But what if religion beliefs aren't exactly true? Who's to say there's not 100 different ways to be religious and spiritual besides the way you see it, Dad?" Lesson number two. Thanks, Dad, for teaching me to never assume anything. If I had assumed that owning a home would end in a disaster, we wouldn't have bought the house, loved it, stayed in it until our first daughter was born, and then upsized to the house that ended up being the financial boom during our divorce and enabled me to break the assumption that coming out late in life would leave me broke out on the street. Obviously, I didn't end up on the street broke and homeless. Within 13 years of the fabulous wedding, and with lots of parental interruptions over raising children, surviving marriage, being a man, and creating success, I finally got the best wisdom I could from my dad on the day that I came out of the closet. He said, "I cannot accept your lifestyle and never will." Ahem, needless to say, his dad, this Father's Day, he's here celebrating Father's Day and graduation with me and my parents, our two daughters, my mom and my ex-wife. Saying things in the heat of the moment never really works, and allow people to grow into situations even if it takes years for them to grow should be a best practice for life. My dad and I continue to agree to disagree about my lifestyle choice because he treats my orientation like, you know, I ordered it at the drive-thru at Lifestyle or Us. Yes, I did, to order a gay lifestyle with a side of bitchy queen. Sociality, disappointable, and add an extra dollop of second class citizen. Oh, and make that to go. While you read at it, make that lifestyle supply so that I never get hungry for feeling less than for being gay and who I am authentically to my core. Even though our disagreements, the ups and downs, on the silence that hangs in the air through many of our conversations, there's one truth My dad taught me, and it is the greatest Father's Day gift he ever gave me. What you believe is what you believe. You have that right to your beliefs, and don't let anyone or any reason take that away from you. Happy Father's Day from your gay son. Thanks for the lessons you never knew you taught me. Rick Clennon is coming out coaching certified professional coach. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting article, and I wanted to share that with you. I also have one more article that I am going to be sharing. However, the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And I'm inviting you to call in with your funniest childhood stories about your father. And I am going to start. When I was a child, I think I was about 10 or 11. It was the first time that I got my hair straightened with a hot comb. And, you know, as children, we weren't allowed to do that back in Jamaica. And my mother agreed with me to do it, but she knew my father would be raising holy hell about it. So she promised me that as soon as I get the hair straightened, I need to wear a head tie on it so my father wouldn't see the hair straightened. So as I got the hair straightened, I came home with a head tie, a piece of dashiki, African fabric, tie up my head. So my father wanted to know why I was wearing a head tie. And I told him I was having a headache. So every day I got up, I was having a headache. When I was going to school, I would wear the head tie. And as I get close to go to school, I would take it off. And coming back home again, I would put the head tie on. So one day my father said to my mother, "Early, how come sweetie headache lasts for two weeks? This is exactly 2 weeks, 14 days that she's wearing the head tie. What kind of a headache is lasting so long?" I'm looking at mama and mama is looking at me. So he said, "You sure it's not something else why she have her head tie up?" So mama said, "No, she's just having a headache. You know how it is sometimes. Headache lasts longer than some headache lasts longer." So it was funny because my father never found out that I had gotten my hair straightened. So, you know, in the tropical climate, And tying up my straightened hair didn't last too much under that heat and the perspiration. But at least it wasn't as nappy as it was. So I just wanted to share that little piece of story. And my father went home to be with the Lord, and he never knew the true story why I was wearing that head tie. So, they said not to keep secret, but that secret was kept between my mother and I for a long, long time. So if you have some stories that you want to share about your daddy, I want you to call in 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and just a nice friendly reminder to check us out. Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, and also Facebook.com/ Dynamic Daphne. Call in with your stories about your some childhood pranks you play on your dad, or if you just want to give a shout out, call in 646-915-8166 and just give some kudos to your father or your husband who is a great dad. So let us hear from you. I'm going to be sharing one more article here. I am trying to open it here. I was thumbing through and I saw an article about how eight families decide that they will celebrate Father's Day. Okay. Oh, my heaven. Okay, so I'm going to be reading some of this. And this is Happy Father's. Happy Father's Day, Dad. My two dads. Eight families share how they are celebrating Father's Day this year. And this article is written by Adam Polaski. This Sunday, June 16th, families across the country will pull out the barbecue, take in the summer sun, and come together to celebrate their fathers, taking the time to honor the men who have served as mentors, guardians, role model, and their children's father and for their children. Father's Day is a great time to recognize the many types of families that make our country so dynamic and interesting. We know that there is no single formulation for what makes a strong family, and there is no magic map to follow to become a good father. The one thing that strong, dynamic families have in common is love. And the core competent of amazing father is compassion for their children. To celebrate Father's Day, this year we spoke with eight gay families. Some are married, but others live in the state where same-sex couples do not have the freedom to marry. Even those who are legally married face challenges because of the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, which denies their marriage federal respect, and over 1,100 responsibilities that would help to promote their families. These couples are already doing the work of marriage in their daily lives, and they are needed to be able to share in the freedom to marry and have the option of solidifying their union through the legal commitment of marriage in the law. Here, these great dads share what it means to be fathers, how life has changed with children, and how having the freedom to marry would strengthen their relationships and their families. All right, I keep checking back in the chat room and on the call on the board to see if you are there. All right, the first two dads is Jonathan and Joshua Holly Molly. I think I copied this. I was trying to get this over so I can. It seems as if they are in Hawaii. 3 months ago, Jonathan and Joshua, who serves in the U.S. Army, welcome a baby girl, Kylie, into their lives, something that certainly reshuffled our priorities and thought. Things to do for two new dads in their 40s. Joshua laughed. The men who have been together for over 10 years and married in Washington, D.C. in 2011 and been in an adoption pool for 3 strenuous years in Portland, Oregon, before they joined the new domestic adoption program in early March of 2013. Soon after, they were matched with the birth mother, who was due to deliver at the end of April. In late March, Joshua and Jonathan took a trip to Big Island in Hawaii, where mobile reception is a party. Once we hit a certain part on our run together, my phone beeped to say I had a text. Jonathan said, it was from our birth mother. Sorry, guys, my water broke. My race home to the hospital to greet their newborn baby, Kelly, and could come home in her dad's 3 days later. Being a father is both joyous and frustrating, Joshua and Jonathan said. Here you have this new being in your life that has turned anything upside down. Sleepless nights, screaming child having a meltdown, wet and poopy diapers. But then there are the amazing moments, her smile that melts your heart, starting to reach milestones, sleeping through the night. Your life is now on schedule, wants and needs, singing, silly songs and make no sense, calming or screaming child, working out what is the matter and finally making it all right, holding her and hugging her, having her fall asleep on your chest. She is now our world, the one whose future we are planning. One whose future we are planning. No. Where am I? Okay. Hoping that we might. Okay. The one whose future we are planning for, hoping that we make the right decisions for her, hoping that she makes the right decision in life. Photo by Nicole Emmons. David Starr and Barry Miguel. These two dads are from California. The joke in my family is that we are the new American family. Barry Miguel, the president of Seven for All Mankind, sees about his family of four with his husband David Starr, the author of the 2004 book, Gay Dads, A Celebration of Fatherhood. We've been together for 20 years. We have two kids, and we are doing our best to raise them in this world. Barry and David live with their children, 16-year-old Zev and 12-year-old Summer, in Los Angeles, where they move in the fall of 2012. After years of living in New York City, we were together for about 5 years, and then we decided to have children. David said, we adopted because we felt very strongly that there were so many children out there who needed homes and loving family and forever family. 4 years ago, Barry and David married in Big Sur, California, with both of their fathers officiating the wedding ceremony. Barry's father worked in the politics of San Francisco and could marry people. And David's dad is a minister. Zev and Summer signed the Jewish marriage contract and serve as official witnesses. My Father's Day, Barry and David will be visiting by Barry's father of San Francisco, and they are excited to be living their lives and new American family as a happily married couple. We are our kids' forever parents, Barry said, and the fact that forever parents are married, there is another friend, parents of importance. Okay, so I'm checking in to see on the phone lines. I want to share a few more stories, then I am going to switch gears and go into the breakfast feeding program. The next two dads who shared their stories is Mark Bromley and David Sally. And they have a beautiful little girl. She's gorgeous. And she's reading her book with her daddy. They have a dog. And then the next couple is George Constantinous and Farid Ali. And they have twins. Arid welcomed two babies into the world, Melendria and Gustavo. The kids, now 19 months old, are a daily joy of happy fathers. Every single day is new, and the babies are growing more beautifully each time I see them, Farid said. George and Farid married a year after having the kids. Who are their biological children? In the office of the restaurant they own and operate, Bogatum Latin Bistro on Park Slope in Brooklyn. Tying the knot August the 13th in their home state felt especially sweet for the couple who had pitched into the campaign to win marriage for same-sex couple in New York. 'Twas just a different feeling, George said. It's being able to show people that this is my relationship. It is my partner. My partner for life. As the couple continues with their fast-paced lives, both men now are active members of business association and they are looking to open a second restaurant this year. They are certain to make time for their adorable children, helping them to grow and setting a positive example of speaking for their passion. We continue to advocate for marriage equality and aspiring to be a model family that those who dream of rarely that is larger than the one we are being told can look for motivation and determination. There's also Mark Maxwell and Timothy Young with their two handsome sons, 23-year-old, who will soon be Mark and Tim grandparents when he welcomes a child in the world, 17-year-old Derek and 15-year-old Justin and 12-year-old Tori. The couple who married this year in Washington, D.C., after participating in multiple times of peace action and campaign for the Southern Equality We Do campaign, said their children motivate them to speak out and support the freedom to marry. Ultimately, everything Tim and I do and everything we speak out for against is for our children, Mark explained. The couple said they knew for years that they wanted to raise children. There was never a question for us about whether we would have children. Mark said, we saw there were children out there who really needed us, and our family had to offer, we wanted to be able to nurture these kids and to affirm them. Just over a year ago, on May the 8th, Mark and Tim watched an abandonment one, a constitutional abandonment that prohibited same-sex couples that marrying or attaining any other form of family status was passed in the state of North Carolina. They confronted their children and they dealt with the fallout from the abandonment passage. Particularly, Justin, who is also gay, May 8th, the day the abandonment passed, is Justin's birthday. Mark explained, Justin summed it up this way. This was a bad gift that I received on my birthday, but that inspired me was watching my parents as they move forward. Now, Justin participates in a group that blends poetry with public engagement effort already in his parents' footsteps of standing up for what you believe. Well, I decided I wanted to share that today for Father's Day so that we may begin to look on some of the non-traditional way of family and parents that are raising our children, and that we really don't need to accept people's lifestyle, but what we need is to support and help them to raise our children in healthy environments. So I pray that you have gotten something out of that. Now, I want to take this time to mention about the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is the nonprofit founded by me to raise funds for the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. And when you click on this episode of today's show, you will see a link there that you can click on, and it will take you to http://www.gofundme.com/1G4M3 and 8. I have a goal to start the breakfast feeding program this September when school opens. So far, I've only collected $300. I am asking for your support and your donation in helping me to give these children a hot breakfast. It is only 100 kids in both the preschool and the primary school. So I ask that you help me to come up with the money to feed them the hot breakfast. Now, after the breakfast feeding program is established and developed, I am also looking to raise funds to build a cafeteria that will supply fresh produce to the canteen. This way, the cook does not have to go to the market. She can buy from the parents of the school because they are the ones that are growing the produce and will supply the produce to the canteen. So that means they'll be able to supply things for breakfast, and they'll also be able to supply produce for lunch. Now, this is what is happening. Once we start the breakfast feeding program, I will be in Jamaica for a few weeks, and I will be meeting and doing some brainstorming sessions with the parents from the school to brainstorm with them about their involvement in being empowered to use the land that is owned by the church, and to use that land, maybe they can get it at a lease for 99 years or whatever. They can pay the lease out of what they are being paid. Now, once they begin to grow a lot of produce, they are only about an hour from Montego Bay. Montego Bay is predominantly tourism. There are lots and lots of hotels. And if they become serious about growing these produce, they will have enough to supply the hotels as well. And that's also going to be extra money coming in for the families. The other thing is that the plan is to have each family focus on only one produce. So if you're growing oranges, you do oranges. Grapefruit, grapefruit. If you are doing bananas, you do bananas, ripe and green. Somebody else can do plantains. So that we will not have competition with the different families. So we are in the process of doing some fundraisers. I'm looking for people who are interested in working alongside us. You can message me on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. You can message me there and let me know that you are interested in helping. If you have an organization that you would like for me to speak with, I began speaking with the Rotary Clubs, and I'm looking for other organization to speak with. So if you have an organization, please send me a message so I can come and speak with your organization. We are looking for utensils. We are looking for someone who will cover the wages for the cook for the breakfast feeding program. So if you want to contribute to part of that, please inbox me and let me know. I want to welcome guests. 408 to the show. And if you want to call in and shout out to fathers, please do so. The first segment was dedicated to fathers. Now I've switched gears and I'm talking about the breakfast feeding program. There is a past student association, and they are working on the sports field, and they are putting up like a sports arena there, that when they have the games, other schools from in the parish can come and use it. But however, you and I know that breakfast is the most important meal for the day. So we want to enhance their academic. And yes, how are we going to do so? We want to make sure that they go into classes ready to learn. So if you have any questions, 646-915-8166. If you have any question about the breakfast feeding program, please call me and I will explain to you. That is my former elementary school where I graduated from when I was 15. And the only thing that has changed there is that now they have electricity and they have a gas stove. When I attended that school, we did not have that luxury. Everything was done based on a wood fire and there was no refrigerator. So, although there have been some progress that has been made, there is still a lot more that can be done. So, I ask you to please help me. If it is $5, $6, $3, whatever you do, what every dollar that you donate will help us to feed the students. If you have some material that you want to use we can use for a tag sale, or if you know some things that we can do to have an auction and to raise money. Because before we know it, September is going to be here, and we are looking to go down and launch the breakfast feeding program. We are also looking for someone who will do the newsletter for the organization. We are looking for someone who will do the blog. We are looking for someone who will work on our data collection. We need a lot of manpower. Every little bit helps. We need someone who will take pictures for us when we go down there. We need somebody who will videotape what's going on there and help us to make a difference. It can be done. So long as each and every person contributes his or her resources. It can be done so long as each of us commit to doing something. I want you to click right now on the description of this show. You will see to donate. Click here. And click on that link and it will take you directly to the GoFundMe page. We look for your support. And if you have any insight in how to inspire the parents to be the producer of all the produce that is being used at the school, I welcome your input and your insight. I remember when I spoke at the Rotary Club the other day, there was one lady there from the Yukon Extension who said she was interested in helping out in whatever way she can. So if you are out there and you have that kind of a resource and skill, please reach out and help us. We are also looking for an architect, someone to design the cafeteria. We are looking for coolers for the cafeteria. We are looking for freezers and storage units for that. We are looking for top-of-the-art furnitures for the cafeteria. We really want to make an impact in the lives of those children. So please, let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And again, I I will still take your calls. If you have a prank that you used to play on your father as a child, I want to hear it. Just call and share it. Or anything that happened that you think is funny with your dad when you was a child, call in here and share it with us here. The number is 646-915-8166. And I know that the men that love to roll the grill, I know they found it very hard today to give up the grill. But I hope you guys wasn't really butting heads with your children and your wives. I hope you sat down, put your legs up, and enjoy your day. Because today is your day. And you deserve every minute of it. So, call in. We are also looking for board members. So, if you are someone who is interested in transforming the lives of children in a third world country through nutrition and academic, I would love to have you on my board of directors for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. If you know anybody else that will devote some time, ask them to inbox me so I can give them more stories. We are looking for 9 more board members. People who are committed to children. People who have a love, a place in their heart for children. If we can raise $700 more, which will make us have $1,000, I think that will be enough for us to start the breakfast feeding program as we assertively continue to raise funds to carry through during the rest of the fall season. So I'm diligently praying that the monies will come in so that we can feed these 100 children at the Carmel Primary School. As you look through the pictures and the segment for episode of the show, you will see the pictures of the canteen. You see the picture of the school. You see the picture of one of the students, the cook, and myself standing right there on the little canteen. I am 65 years old, and that little canteen is the same little canteen that I used to pick up my lunch at the little window and walk back to the classroom to eat. Now I want to show the children a different way. I want them to be able to go into a cafeteria to sit and socialize with their friends, and then go back to their classroom after their lunch break is finished. I ask you, I beseech you, to help me to make this happen. I cannot do it alone, but with your help and your support, I can do it. You can also contribute via PayPal using the email address dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And that way you can donate directly through PayPal. A lot of the supporters say they don't want to do GoFundMe. So we are trying to make it convenient and comfortable for you. So if you want to mail a check, we accept that as well. So just give me, inbox me, and I will give you the address to send it. As a matter of fact, you can make the check out to the Empowering People Foundation Breakfast Feeding Program, 13R Sherry, Sherry Lane Extension, New Milford, Connecticut, 06776. Again, make your checks payable to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., the Breakfast Feeding Program, 13R Sherry Lane Extension in New Milford, Connecticut, 06776. If it's a dollar you have, somebody else has a dollar, and that would make it $2. And that would help us to make, on our way to making a hot meal for that young child at the Carmel Moravian School. I ask that you will pass this information on to your supporters and to all of your resources that you have. Just share the link with them. GoFundMe.com/1G, the numeral 4, M, the numeral 3 and 8. So it's http://www.gofundme.com/1G4M38. That's where you can find us on the GoFundMe.com. And yes, if you are interested in joining the group that will be traveling down to Jamaica to launch the breakfast feeding program, we welcome you. You will be responsible for your own expenses because the nonprofit is not at that stage yet where we can cover people's expenses. So if you are willing to commit to doing that and helping us out, not only we need your money, but we also need your manpower, because we want to go down there and do taping, videotaping. We want to take pictures so we can come back and put it on the website so that the donors and the funders can see where their monies are going. So, again, if you have any questions, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And if you know someone in Jamaica who would be willing to volunteer in any area of what I'm doing, you can touch bases with them too and get a commitment from them, and we will take it up from there. So we are looking for people all over. Someone in Switzerland had asked how they can contribute, and you can go to http://www.gofundme.com/1g4m8. That's how you can donate using your credit or debit cards from wherever you are in the world. And if you want to mail a check, you may do so by mailing a check, making your check out to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., 13 and the letter R, period, Sherry Lane Extension in New Milford, Connecticut, 06776. So that's where you can mail your check towards your thing. You'll get a letter back where your donation will be tax deductible because we are a nonprofit. So whichever way you contribute, whichever way you donate, you will be able to write it off as taxes. So please share with others and get us up and running and get us close to raising enough money for our breakfast feeding program. All right. So let me see if I have. I want to play a song for the fathers today. Which one shall I play? I think I'm going to play Great is Thy Faithfulness because the fathers, they are so faithful to what they do. And some of them even are picking up the slack for deadbeat dads. So I want to devote this song to all the daddies today.
The Bible says in Philippians 1:6, he that hath begun a good work is faithful to complete it. It says in Lamentations 3:22-23, it's because of the Lord's great mercy that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I don't know where you are tonight. I don't know what you're going through. But God is faithful to see you through. The Bible says in Psalms 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, our Father, there is no shadows of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, thy mercy and love, a pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, thy mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
I think that was a right selection for all the fathers today, because even when fathers don't realize that they are teaching something, we heard from one of the articles I read that even in the time when the father didn't realize he was teaching something to his son, he was teaching. So, fathers, I want you to know that you are doing a great job. And sometimes the way our children act is without gratitude. But know that one day they will say something. They will say something about the gratitude. So, I ask that you do not get discouraged. Just continue doing the job, whether you're doing it as a mentor, as an uncle, as a father, as a neighbor, or as a good friend. I want for you to continue doing that job and know that one day you will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Because as your children become men and women, and as they go out there to start their own lives, I can tell you from my personal experience, everything that I learned from my parents, I still draw on today. So we never forget, although we hear that children saying, "Oh, I can't wait to leave here." And when they go out there, it's an aha moment for them, because they wake up and they realize, it was not all that bad at home. So I encourage you, continue doing your great job. I honor you, whether you're a granddad, a stepdad. I don't know who coined that word stepdad anyhow, but a godfather, a cousin, an uncle, a neighbor, a mentor, a spiritual guide, a coach, whatever you are in the life of these children, I applaud you today and I honor you for the commitment that you have been doing. Thank you for being a great father, not only a biological father, but also a community father. Thank you for stepping in where there is no father and to let the kids know that they can depend on you. Big Brother, Big Sister organization, thank you for what you do. All the different mentoring organizations, I want to thank you for what you do. And again, I encourage you to check us out at Twitter at Dynamic Daphne or Facebook.com Dynamic Daphne. And for all my friends who are dads, there are so many of you. I'm not going to be starting to call in names, because every time I start calling names and typing names, I forget a lot of people, and then they keep saying, "Oh, I'm not important." Everybody, you are important, and you know that you are important to me, you are valuable to me, and I pray that you didn't do any work today, that you enjoyed yourself. I hope you just did something for you And just swallow your pride and allow someone to pamper you. Now, we have 14 minutes remaining, so this is your time. This is your last opportunity to call in. Call in if you want to say Happy Father's Day to any one of your relatives, whether a brother, a sister, your husband, anybody who is in the role of a father. I want for you to call in and say Happy Father's Day to them. We have a few more minutes that I'm allowing you to call in. And don't forget to donate to the Breakfast Feeding Program. Remember, we are depending on you. Every $5 that you give us can help to feed maybe three kids or so, I think. Should be 2.5, 3 kids if you donate five U.S. dollars. So, if you only have 50 cents, start save the 50 cents, and when it becomes a dollar, then you give it to us. We are not refusing any donation. So we need your help. I look forward to seeing you boarding the airlines with me going down. And I'll make sure you are not only working. I'll make sure that you get to swim in the Caribbean Sea while you are there in the ocean before you come back here. So, if you have never been in the blue, blue ocean of Jamaica, come down with me, do some work, and we'll make sure that you get to swim in that ocean. Again, you may donate at http://www.gofundme.com/1, the letter G, the numeral 4, the letter M, the numeral 3 and 8. I am looking for your support. Each one tell one. If each person donate $5, if each of you that are listening to the show right now, if you donate $5, we will surpass our goal of getting the breakfast feeding program started in September. Please help us make this happen. I'm depending on you. I have never asked you for anything before, but now I'm asking you to help me give these children a nutritional hot breakfast starting September 2013. I am depending on you, but more than I depend on you, those children are depending on you to get a healthy breakfast into their stomach. If you have not yet connected with me on Twitter, I ask you to check us out at Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. That's Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. And for those on Facebook, I ask that you stop by facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. I want to be connected with you all around. This way you can get all my updates and all of my information. And dads, enjoy the few hours that is left in your special day. I hope you had as much fun, way more than you your heart had imagined. So you continue to enjoy this day and continue to be a fabulous dad, an amazing role model, and a great community leader. I want to encourage you to continue the amazing job that you are doing. And regardless of what it looks like as if your children are not appreciative, I'm here to tell you, as a child who grew up into an adult, we do appreciate it. We really, really do. I encourage you again to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. I look forward to seeing you again on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So long, and enjoy the rest of your Father's Day.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Breaking of day, it's death.
That I know what I know what I know what I'm here.
is a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.